A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Now, Tony McGinley with us on the line for Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you and Happy New Year to you.
And the same to you, Jerry, and lovely talking to you again.
Indeed. Now, we're gonna talk about a couple of queries to get to. We got a piece and a letter in from an upset mother, and we'll start with this one. Good morning and Happy New Year to you all. My problem, I'm very upset as my daughter and her husband left suddenly on a day they were visiting over the holidays. There was no proper goodbye. One of her siblings' family was already at my house. They were there with their dog. My daughter said to me, I disrespected her by not telling her that the dog would be there. A few years ago, I told them to arrange their visits amongst themselves. I was not going to be a referee on any of this. A few of my children live away. I was ill during the year, and my daughter, who left very suddenly, was very good. Redrive me to appointments, and she threw this in my face also. The rest of the family were shocked when this happened. It happened very quickly. They said nothing, only went out into the car, and she gave me a half-hearted hug and left. I never got to see my daughter's children, my grandchildren, as they were elsewhere at the time. I have a load of food in the kitchen, not to mention what it costs. I just have my pension to live on. I don't want to leave things on that note. It won't get out of my head. She lives too far away for me to visit. If I write, what do I say? What does Tony think?
Oh, dear. This is a very familiar situation.
Yeah, it can be reflective of a lot of issues that happen with families over the Christmas period. You know, emotions can run high and rows can erupt.
It's very common. It's about communication, of course, in the family, but it's also about attitudes and points of view and personal priorities and that sort of stuff. But I think that when these things aren't dealt with immediately, you know, if you say something to me and I say, sure, did you mean that? Or, you know, is that an insult or what? You know, if I clear it up with you on the spot, no problem. If I leave it lie and I kind of feel, I don't like that attitude Jerry's taking towards me, that can build up over time. And it sounds to me as if it's this sort of situation. It's about a dog that this daughter doesn't like dogs for whatever reason. It can be really good reason that she was threatened by a dog or something like that, or it can be lesser reason. But, you know, you either love dogs or you don't love dogs. I love dogs, most of them anyway. But it can build up over time. And if we don't deal with them in the proper way, if we don't step back and try to connect to the person, not to the situation even. You know, how are you feeling? And look, there's something I want to talk about. But if you go in anyway sort of awkwardly into that sort of a communication, it generally heats up. It's like a fire. Once you start a fire, it can either blaze and set the place on fire or go out immediately. And it might just blaze. And it's that sort of situation that is in the family, between the mother and daughter here. And I think if she goes in too quickly or too, you know, roughly into
abruptly
dealing with it, especially saying, oh, you're so hard on me, and poor me, look, I'm on a pension, and you know, that will immediately finish the communication and it will just harden. And what needs to happen is very, very gently, over a period of weeks perhaps, you know, get a lift there of wherever they live. Ask one of your other children, you know, could you, or get a taxi if you have to. But, you know, go visit them and be very, very careful about using the I word. You know, in your letter, I noticed I was ill. I never got to see my daughter. I feel very upset. It's a lot of I. And now that's all very well, but when you're using it with somebody who has a bit of a chip on their shoulder, they're kind of, there's an attitude for you. They mightn't say it in their own head, but it reacts with them. So attitudes and how they build up over time are very important. And, you know,
yeah.
Maybe I should stop.
That is part of it. just reading from it, Tony, and it's one of these things, just trying to, as you say, very often trying to read between the lines. Do you know what? It's a question of, you know, I've said before, I'm not going to referee the visits. And the issue of this dog, you'd wonder, was that really what's going on here? Is there a longer running trouble between the siblings that they can't get over, and it's affecting her because they're not really seeing eye to eye themselves? I tell you what, while we're thinking about that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll get to the answer to that after we take these.
Today.
You're on the line with a problem shared by Tony McGinley. And Tony, we're getting back to that query and that issue in that letter of a few years ago. I told my children to arrange their visits amongst themselves, and it was, as I was not going to be a referee on this. So that that is that maybe an underlying issue that she may not have that much control over?
It strikes me in a completely different way. You know, if I say something I, in conversation to you, Ger, and 5 years down the line, I expect you to remember that. That's a bit much, you know. And, you know, as I say, attitudes are very individual, but they're also literally like walls, and they tend to grow like weeds. And if I take an attitude to you for whatever reason, you could just say something simple that just went wrong in my head, and then I can, if I leave that attitude in my head and I don't examine it, why am I thinking that way? Let me examine it and talk to Jerry about it, and, you know, then that can, you know, wipe it out in literally no time. But if I leave it in my head and then you make a few remarks again that trigger some, you know, reaction in me, that over time will build as well. So it's in every family. Every family has a heck of a lot of this sort of stuff going on. And I would, you know, the fact that she mentioned this to the family, I'm not going to be a referee between you, she'd want to repeat that once a week, every week for the last 10 years. It might be to get in then. But it's not an issue here. I think the issue is, for whatever reason, this daughter has some, you know, attitude towards dogs. Maybe she was bit. Maybe she just doesn't like dogs. Maybe there was a bad dog or whatever, you know. But whatever gave her the attitude, she has an attitude to dogs. And the mother disrespects, as far as she's concerned, the mother disrespects her feelings and attitude.
By not telling her, not telling the other sibling, look, you got to keep the dog out of it. Finally, Tony, is it a good sign? At least the daughter, you know, gave her a hug, no matter how half-hearted the mother felt it to be when they left, that there might be something, there's something to mend here on that point of it, with the letter, perhaps, or the visit, as you suggest?
Oh yeah. I mean, basically, I think the problem is twofold. I mean, partially the daughter's, partially the mother's. But they need to, as it were, meet on neutral ground and begin to talk it out. And if one of them gets even the slightest bit excited, say, we'll leave it to another day. Because the trouble with attitudes like that is, once I start building energy behind that attitude, it can become like a forest fire and literally wipe everything out before it. And so what needs to happen is a carefully designed meeting in a neutral territory, like a cafe or someplace like that, where they can't get too excited, and, you know, begin to talk out what the problem is. Now, it sounds as if the mother has problems as well. You know, well, we all do. I mean, I know I have plenty of them. And my wife keeps telling me.
Keeps reminding you. We have to develop and work on that. A caller says, Tony, at Christmas time, families can regress to childhood roles. This sounds like what may have happened here. The mother is caught in the crossfire. That could be part of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is part of the overall sort of incredibly complex thing a family is. And all of these attitudes are probably playing around. But, you know, there are a couple of basic ones here, all right. And if the two of them can get together on their own in a quiet public place where they can talk it out, they might just begin. And it might take about a half a dozen of those meetings to begin to unwind whatever it is that's going on there.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, Tony, brilliant stuff as always. Thanks so much for talking to us again this week. Tony will be back again with us next Wednesday for a problem shared. Get your letters, queries, emails into us on our numbers or email address. You can write to us at Kerry Today, Main Street, Tralee County, Kerry.